living with Alzheimer's. A new report out today says one in four sufferers try to hide their condition because of the stigma around the disease. So do we really understand what life is like for those suffering from the disease and dementia? Millions of people are affected worldwide. In the early stages, the most common symptom is difficulty in remembering recent events. As the disease advances, symptoms include confusion, irritability and aggression, mood swings, trouble with language and long-term memory loss. And as the sufferer declines, they often withdraw from family and society. Before I came on air, I spoke to Willie Hogg today, who's a primary carer for his wife Mary, who suffers from Alzheimer's.
Well, Mary has suffered from Alzheimer's for 11 years now. So she's very much in the final, or not final, but advanced stages.
I know that's tough, Willie.
Yeah. In Mary's case, she's still being treated at home with a team of three carers plus myself.
My goodness, that's a huge amount of work for you, Willie.
It is, but it's one of the ways to do it, and there's quite a bit of help available, and it's the route we chose.
Can you tell me about her state? Just describe to people that don't understand what Alzheimer's does to someone, the extent of which she's debilitated now.
Yes, and I think that's important because all too often people think of Alzheimer's as sort of memory loss. Memory loss is really just one of the very first symptoms, and I can assure you it develops greatly after that. From initially memory loss, forgetting appointments, not being able to keep her score at golf or whatever, there's all sorts of little things develop until we realise there's something wrong. Then it takes a few years to get a diagnosis because there is no clinical diagnosis. It's a question of ruling out everything else. And then we also have situations where guys like Terry Pratchett are interviewed, and they seem to be able to discuss rationally the aspects of the disease. But that's in very early stages. That passes very quickly. The disease is really one of the brain where it dies, and all the functions which the brain controls, they die in sequence.
So tell me how it's affected Mary in her situation.
Right. Well, Mary now is she's totally immobile, incontinent, can't communicate. Has to be fed. In fact, she has to have everything done for her. The only ray of light we have with Mary at the moment is she still seems capable of being stimulated by being taken out and cared for and people visiting her, that sort of thing. But it is a long disease. You're talking something of between 12 and 16 years.
How long are you married for?
46 years.
And you must be holding on to the nice memories.
Yes. Yes, that's really the only thing left. Mary has, in fact, for all intents and purposes, gone. Mary as Mary has gone. And the memories are my memory, if it doesn't go, is the only thing I have left, yeah.
What's it like, Willie, your wife still being alive, but very little of what she could do with you being left?
That's a big disappointment because we're obviously now both 70-year-old and have been looking forward to retirement where we could have done lots of things. But those just aren't possible. So there's nothing we can do about that, unfortunately. Have to accept it. The one thing I do have big feelings about is the lack of research going into Alzheimer's. because there are increasing numbers, increasing rate of incidents. There are lots of people involved. When someone gets Alzheimer's, there are four of us involved as carers, then the rest of the family circle. And as she gets worse medically, there's the only care for Alzheimer's comes from people. So there's a big manpower involved and a big number of years. If the country doesn't find, if someone doesn't come up with a cure soon, the costs of treating Alzheimer's, I don't know what it's going to do to the economy. So I think other serious diseases get more funding for research than Alzheimer's. I think that has to change.
Does she know who you are?
No. At least I don't think so. Sometimes perhaps a little sign of recognition, but virtually none.
Have you been tempted to ask her to go into a home?
Yes, and that may happen, or may come to that someday. Not that I have anything against homes, but one of the first things she did say, she didn't talk a lot about it and didn't want to talk about it in the early days when she was might have been able to talk about it, because she had a fear of the unknown in front of her, so she sort of didn't want to talk. But one of the things she did make me promise was that I wouldn't put her into a home.
And you're trying to honour that now?
I am, yes.
You talk about the fear. What was she frightened of?
Well, I think she feared what she was getting into. She knew from other people that we knew what Alzheimer's and dementia were like, and she really had a big fear of that at the start, which led to depression and waking up in tears, distress, panic attacks, God knows what. The early days were actually nearly harder to deal with than now.
What do you mean?
Well, now she's quite content and happy. But if you have someone waking up in the morning in tears, it's difficult to deal with.
So she was panicking?
And panic, yes. Oh, how am I going to get through today? So, right, Mary, let's sit down and write out what you have to do. Might have been one or two simple things, but it was a panic in her mind.
It's cruel, Willie, isn't it?
It is. Cruel is about probably one of the best words for it. Yeah.
Are you exhausted?
No, not yet. A bit to go yet.
Frustrated? Angry?
A wee bit angry. Yeah. But I'm not sure who I'm angry with. Mary was angry while she was able to rationalise. I think she was in the same situation. Angry, but not sure who with or why.
Just strikes me talking to you this morning that what quite a few of us do is during our working lives, if we are healthy, we try to work pretty hard and put money away,
yep.
and think about the freedom we will have when we're retired.
Yeah.
It just strikes me talking to you this morning that you could spend your whole life doing that, and the point at which you get retired, you could get sick, you could die, or you could get one of these diseases, and you've basically spent your life preparing for something that you then can't do.
You've hit the nail on the head, Stephen, exactly. And lucky enough I had managed to store a bit aside, which is now being used, of course. But not in the way I or we had anticipated.
Does the state pay for Mary's care?
To some extent. Yes, there is help. I can't say that. It's quite good. Quite good. Not totally, but there is assistance, yes.
What's a typical day for Mary now?
Mary will be shortly. One of the girls will come in and get Mary out of bed, showered and dressed, and dig it up, and then brings her down for breakfast. And that takes some time. That's one of the most tedious things, is actually feeding her. And then she spends the morning in a sort of special chair, watches TV. Then one of the other girls comes, and they are very good. They will take her out to parks, shopping centres, walk in the road, whatever. And she does still seem to get stimulus from that.
And there's no communication with you at all?
No.
None?
No. Meantime, she has lunch and changed and tea and changed and then...
But Willie, I feel as sorry for you as I do for her, because you see your wife, you see the appearance that you've known for 40-odd years, and there's nothing coming back.
That
must be horrendous.
It is. Just have to deal with it. It is a serious and cruel disease, and I don't think people realise just how bad it is. As I say, they tend to think of it nearly in terms of music hall joke things, about memory loss and so forth, but it goes much beyond that. So.
Okay. Willie, thank you very much for talking to me this morning. Thank you, sir.
Right, I'm sorry to paint such an emotional picture. But
no, listen, I'm sure there will be many people admiring your stamina this morning and admiring the love that you clearly have for your wife. Thank you for talking to me today.
Okay, thank you.
Heartbreaking story, actually, isn't it? Let me just give you a number for the Alzheimer's Society this morning, 90 6641 00, 90 6641 00.